Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend, we celebrate the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to our checklist, my friends. Number one, do you have time for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. Is your heart open wide for God? Check. And are you free of distractions at this time? Check. And if you've answered yes to the four questions, my friends, then you and I are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. And here it is. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Acts, my friends, we are truly given a great message about the power of the Holy Spirit. And we are called to be witnesses like the apostles. And not only in our local area, our local communities, in our homes, but to the ends of the earth. And this is the calling for the apostles, and this is our calling as Christians, as committed disciples of Jesus Christ. And there is no time like the present to get started. And right here at Holy Spirit Radio, my friends, we are called to be witnesses, as we have been doing since the beginning. In March 19th, 1999, when the the radio station was born on St. Joseph's Day. And I just say that to you because it's a powerful thing to be called by God to give witness, to give testimony. And like a witness in the courtroom who is sworn in, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? I do. And this is where we are, my friends, as recipients of the Word of God, being called to stand up strong for the faith, and like a witness in the courtroom, to be honest, sincere, respectful, believable, approachable, to give it all that we have to give when we actually give testimony and witness to our Lord Jesus Christ. And we too, like the apostles, once again, are called to bring that witness to the ends of the earth. But it all starts out with a relationship with Jesus Christ, doesn't it? How are you and I doing in that relationship? Is there room for improvement? When we do witness for Jesus, is it a thorough witness, or is it so brief that there are really questions to be answered and we don't take the time to answer them? I want you to think about your style of witness for Christ, because the Lord has called us, my friends, to stand up strong. And the Word of God in this passage from the apostles says this: Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. And so we are given a true message once again about the Lord's leaving us and coming back one day. And we are not to be just standing, watching, looking into the sky and waiting. But between his going and his returning, we are to give witness. We are to bring the love of God into the hearts and minds of other people with every opportunity that we have. We are to bring the Word of God, the basic instruction before leaving earth, the Word of God given to us by our Father in heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to bring the peace of God into the hearts and minds of other people, like the Lord himself, who brought the peace to everyone he encountered. Peace be with you, he said. Peace be upon you, he stated. We too must bring the peace, my friends, and we are called, like the apostles, to do it with great love, great zeal and enthusiasm, and we will be truly inspired, prompted by the Holy Spirit, because the word from the book of Acts today says this: But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So for you and I who have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, you and I who have been baptized are called to be witnesses, and the power of the Holy Spirit will give us the beautiful words to touch the hearts and minds of all that we encounter, just like the apostles. Let's go to our second reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 17 to 23, and here it is, from St. Paul. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead, and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our second reading from the book of Ephesians, my friend, St. Paul truly gives us a wonderful word here where he says, "May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of him." And St. Paul's basically telling us when we receive wisdom from God, and the first step to wisdom is the fear of the Lord, which is stated in the book of Psalms. Very powerful. And when we have wisdom from God, coupled with revelation from God, it results in tremendous knowledge, a foundation for life, being set within our minds and our hearts. And once again, wisdom and revelations will result in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. And St. Paul affirms this. He confirms it. He's telling us that, you know, God has much for us. And in the passage, he truly is stating the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the power of Christ, and the power of God our Father in heaven, who gave us the Lord as the greatest gift in the world for the people, giving us access to eternity with our Father in heaven. So I ask you the question with regard to wisdom. Do you and I have wisdom, my friends? Because the word tells us if we don't have wisdom, that we should pray for it. In the book of James tells us we should pray for it with a sincere heart. And we should be firm in our faith when we ask for wisdom. This is important. And what are we doing, my friends, with the knowledge that we have in Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven? What do we do with that knowledge that we gain each and every week when we go to church? Listen to the readings, the three readings, one from the Old Testament, one from the letters of St. Paul, and one from the four Gospels of Jesus Christ, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. What are we doing when we receive that knowledge of him? What are we doing with the knowledge? Are we sharing our faith? Are we allowing our faith to grow as we have been given a great gift, one of the great gifts of the Holy Spirit, knowledge of our faith? Because there are times in our lives before God woke us up where we were ignorant to the faith, truly, because we're busy with all kinds of things, including education, sports, hobbies, friends, and all kinds of material goods that take us away sometimes from the Word of God and from our faith itself. But God calls us to do something good with the knowledge that we have been given, and to parlay it, and to put our faith into action, to become doers of the word and not hearers only. Because we can have knowledge, but unless it's applied, it's not powerful. It doesn't touch other people. We have to apply it to everyday life for ourselves and for those we come in contact with. God's calling us to a higher standard, a higher level, to really take it to a higher level of faith in Christ and our Father in heaven. So wisdom and revelation result in a knowledge of Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. Let's go to our gospel reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. And here it is. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Matthew, my friends, on this great feast of the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are told that all power in heaven and on earth has been given to our Lord. And with that, he tells the apostles to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Make them followers of Jesus Christ, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that Jesus has commanded them to teach. And so, as we look at the Gospel of Matthew today, we see that we too, right here at Holy Spirit Radio, it is our mission to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you are out there as part of our Holy Spirit Radio family, my friends, you and I both are called to share the faith, to get people to grow in faith, to become disciples, followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. And for those out there who are not baptized, they too are called to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who is the Father? The Father of all mankind, the Creator of heaven and of earth, God our Father, who created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh he rested. He created man in his own image. He created woman out of the rib of a man. And it's powerful. Who is Jesus Christ? He is the greatest gift that we have ever been given, a gift from our Father in heaven 2,000 years ago, who lived for 33 years. His life, death, and resurrection are such powerful events that world time is based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And after the Lord rose from the dead, once again, he preached for 40 days on the mountaintops and then ascended into heaven. And before he ascends to heaven, he told the apostles that he would send the Holy Spirit, who would descend upon them. And so this weekend, we celebrate the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we look forward to the Holy Spirit's descent upon the apostles and our Blessed Mother Mary, who was with him. So this is a special moment, a special gospel from Matthew. And remember, there are four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Today, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20, we are told that all power in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. All power in heaven and earth given to our Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, go with the order from our Lord to make disciples of all nations. So what are we doing, my friends? How do we do that? How do we share the faith with all nations, with non-believers, atheists, men and women of the Islamic community, Buddhists, people who have really just no alliance at all, who are just wandering carelessly, recklessly through life? How do we share the faith? And God calls us to be patient, to be kind, to be compassionate, to be loving above all things. He calls us to love one another. And when we encounter those who are faithless, misguided, unprepared, unwilling to convert to Christianity, those who are unwilling to accept the word Jesus Christ, those who are reluctant to submit to God, those who want to be God, want to be number one in this world, God calls us to continue to love those people, because the second greatest commandment is to love one another. Love your neighbor as yourself. And who is your neighbor? Anyone you come in contact with, my friends, is your neighbor. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. We must believe with our hearts and confess with our tongues that Jesus Christ is Lord. And it's a journey, as it was for me and for you, because there are distractions in life. Hence, when we start this program, Clear for Takeoff, we go through our checklist. Number one, do you have time for God? Because if you have no time to engage in the Word of God, if you don't make time to grow in faith with God, with our Lord Jesus Christ, if your heart is closed to God, instead of open to God, willing to engage in the Word, it's a problem. If your heart is closed because of wounds of the past, damage that's been done to you by other people, God calls us to forgive and to get on board with what God is talking about. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is very powerful. Hence, the Lord says, go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Is your Bible open in the checklist? We ask that question, because if it isn't, we're missing it. Because the Word of God within the Bible is our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Word of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He has many titles. And lastly, in our checklist, we ask the question, are you free of distractions at this time? Because distractions can pull you away from focusing on the Word of God. All of these things that we cover in our checklist, if we go the opposite, will be a hazard in front of you. And you will be unable to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. God calls us to focus. As they say in Spanish, focate. You need to focus. We need some intensity in focusing on our Lord Jesus Christ, focusing on our faith, which is rooted in strong family life, which is rooted in life itself. The Lord says the steps of a good man is in order by the Lord. And to get to be a good man, God calls us to a strong faith. He says, whatever you do for the least of your brothers, you've done it for me. And whatever you did not do for the least of your brothers, you didn't do it for me. This past Tuesday, I was privileged as a deacon to do a ceremony at a cemetery, Lady of Lourdes Cemetery in New Jersey. And there were about 15 to 20 people in attendance. And the woman who had died of cancer at age 71. And, you know, it was a special moment. The sun was shining, and the people were there to pay respect to this woman who had truly lived a good life, who had a strong family life, who had a great education. She had a master's in theology and was a Eucharistic minister. She also reached out to other people to help them in different ways, and especially in the area of their faith. She was able to take them to a higher level with reinforcement over time. Again and again and again, this woman gave tremendous testimony. And like we said today, that we are called by God, inspired by the Holy Spirit, to give witness to our Lord Jesus Christ and to our Father in heaven, to give witness. And she did that many times. And I just tell you that Lucia Perez Delgado was a great warrior for God. And she was a parishioner over at St. Mary's Cathedral in Trenton, New Jersey. And it was a privilege to conduct the ceremony for her and for her friends and for her family. And it was a special moment, my friends, when we're at a time. It's an appointment that we cannot miss when God calls us home. And for Lucia, she has been called home. But like many other great believers in Christ, she lived a good life. And so today we give praise and thanks for the good work that she did through the Holy Spirit. And my friends, our message for today I want you to take home is that you and I are called to be witnesses of Jesus Christ, to be witnesses of the good works that he did, of the hope that he gives us, and of the love that our Father in heaven has given us through the gift of Jesus Christ. That's our show for today. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. God bless you. We'll see you next time here on Holy Spirit Radio and Clear for Takeoff. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.